What is my favorite word for 2020?
Bitcoin?
Well, that's my favorite word in general, but let's say cheers.
Oh, that's my favorite word.
Okay, it's yours.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm. 2021.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you.
Episode 7.
Is it?
I think so.
Wow. Okay.
We're going there. And since we have a new episode, we have a new equipment coming.
Equipment. We have the Rodecaster.
Pro.
It's so cute.
It is?
It's so pretty. I can't wait for you to teach it to me. It looks really user-friendly too.
And if we may not sound good, that's because we're still learning how to use it.
I think we sound great.
You think so?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, you've definitely invested in some nice equipment.
Yes, that's because of the listeners. They let them hear something we want to say and
some
be
quality,
nice.
Quality
be
sounds.
Nice to listen, yes.
There's some. There's 8 buttons with sound effects. And with your permission, I would like to include them in our podcast.
You can pick one right now.
Okay, this one. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Welcome to Elena and Michal's podcast.
Oh, yeah, Real Mom is a podcast. Nice. Yeah. I like that.
That's fun.
What is the next thing you want to try?
I think we should also try calling some people, having some like guest appearances.
Who should I call?
I would like you to call your friend Yovi.
Really? Why you want me to call my friend Yovi?
I think
Yovi?
He's going to be a lot of fun.
You think so?
Yeah, and I want to hear what he did for New Year's Eve. And I want to hear if he has any goals for the future.
Okay, let me see if he can actually pick up the phone.
Okay, this is our first time trying to include someone.
Yeah, so fun.
Ooh, it's ringing.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Finally.
Hello?
Hey. What's up, Yovi?
You have reached Yovi's cell phone. How may I assist you?
Kopraje.
Dobreti.
Nothing. We should just discussing some kind of things we want to talk about 2021.
You're on our podcast, Yovi.
Oh, here we go.
Ooh, welcome.
On
welcome.
Air. Next time, please be next
Thanks
to us.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're our first guest. How exciting.
I'm so excited.
Yay. This is going to air on Wednesday the 6th. So you got to help us promote it.
Oh my God. It's my first time on the show.
Yay.
Are you ready? You have 60 seconds. You may win $1,000,000. You have an option
yes,
to call
I'm
your
ready
somebody.
For $1,000,000, I'm more than
ready. How was 2020 for you, and what do you expect from the next year, like 2021?
So, 2020 was kind of a good year, though. You know.
Yeah.
I had the chance to travel around the states. You know.
Nice.
Like never before.
That's what we did.
So this year I travel more than past 4 years.
Crazy.
So you're gonna travel, you say?
He did last year.
Oh, this so 2020 you travel most than the previous 4?
Yes.
Awesome.
Three.
So
three.
It wasn't that bad of a year for you?
No, actually it was really good. You know?
Mine was pretty good too. I mean, all things considered.
Work, money, work, everything was different. So
Girls.
I can complain. Girls too, yeah, you know.
What did you do for New Year's Eve?
I got blasted.
Yeah.
What did you get?
Blasted.
I got so blasted, you know.
Fireworks.
I was drinking from the toilet. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, gross.
That's what we call you for this laugh.
No, I'm just kidding.
What did you do?
No, I was visiting one of my friends' house. We had a little party till 7 a.m. in the morning, you know.
Sounds pretty fun.
That's nice. Nice and safe.
Yeah. Me and my friends, we broke the other guy who was hosting the party, his TV. So my New Year started buying a new TV, you know.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. That's nice. Little investment.
Listen, the wish from the banister was a new TV.
The wish from the banister was
nice.
The
luck. That's so attainable.
Yes, but not for me, for somebody else though.
Okay. I got a couple of those wishes from the Banitsa. I'm gonna work a lot and I'm gonna be a boss.
That's what she's and she's gonna travel to Dubai.
And I'm gonna travel to Dubai.
That's good.
Yeah.
Who you travel with?
Myself, hello.
She won't include me. She will travel by herself.
So you gotta make it travel together then.
Yeah, maybe we'll see if he behaves.
Well, cross fingers. Let's see.
Only if he behaves.
Exactly. Do you have any goals or visions for this year that you want to achieve?
So one of my goals this year is to be debt free.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. I don't want to owe any money, though.
Well,
till the end of the year.
That's achievable. You should just stop buying new TV every day. Don't go visit your friends and break their TV.
I know, right?
That's a good one.
Well, we wish you all the best you can achieve for 2021. And let us know anytime you want to come back. You're more than welcome to come and join us in our podcast live.
Yeah, we can get blasted.
The thing is, you gotta buy a new chair though. One more chair
and the mic. We got you.
And the other thing is,
it's so demanding.
We gotta make a live video if I come, you know.
Well, you are already in YouTube, I believe. I'm recording that, and I hope this episode will be in the platform of YouTube too.
Okay. Sounds like a plan, but I'm gonna exist only by my voice there. I wanna be like physically there as well.
Okay.
You know,
he's got a writer list.
We're gonna set up as a goal, and 2021, you're gonna be here. Like,
yeah. I like that.
We're gonna make it happen.
Perfect.
Yeah, that sounds great. Sounds like a plan.
Awesome. We wish you
so
the best.
What are your goals, guys?
Well,
I'll tell you one of mine. One of my goals is to, I want to enroll in a master's program. I want to get my master degree. So I kind of already know which schools I'm going to look for, but I just need to
What master degree though?
Either in my sign language interpreting, because I already have a bachelor's in that, or teaching or deaf studies, something that I can use my bachelor degree with. So that's what I need to do a little bit more research on. But by the end of the year, I would like to have already been accepted for my master's program.
Sounds excited.
Yeah, that's one of mine. What's one of yours, Michal?
Well, I want to be a good example and I'll pick up my battles. So I want to spend my energy only on and focus only on the places I want to be demanding and achieve some things. I don't want to fight for everything I see in the world which happening, and it's not my battle. I want to pick up a battle which I want to participate and win. So that's my goal for 2021, to find my battles and to go and be them.
I like it.
You better find an equal enemy as well. Don't pick up stronger enemies. So
hopefully
you won't lose the battle.
I have a friend like you and Elena, so you guys gonna help me beat the enemies.
Okay, just don't overwhelm us as well.
Okay.
Words of wisdom from Yovi.
Yeah, thank you for responding our call, and I'll call you back after we hang up here and we finish the podcast.
Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Bye, Yovi. Happy New Year.
Anytime.
Happy New Year. Take care, guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That was so much fun.
I love it.
That
love
was great.
This roadcaster.
So now that we can do that, we can literally include all of our friends and family and people on Instagram. If you want us to give you a call, just DM in the message your phone number and we'll call you and we'll just include you and let's build a brand.
Yes.
Yeah. So you were saying pick your battles.
Yes.
That's the one that you want to
focus on. I just came back from the grocery store and I was on the traffic, like people driving crazy on the left lane. They drive slow or in the grocery store, they're just trying to go in front of you on the line or some things which are not my battle.
Yeah.
Let it go. I don't want to spend my energy and thoughts and focus of proving the other people that they're wrong and I have to be the person who is on their place or something. Like,
which you normally really like to do.
I am that kind of person. Everything I see wrong, I'm trying to fight and go and prove that it's wrong. Like, for example, 2020 was the year I was fighting to wear a mask. Like, I wasn't from the people who were wearing masks and following all the rules. Well, I spent so much energy of dealing with people about why should I wear a mask or something. And now I'm just wearing it. Not because...
Woo!
Yes.
Thanks, sweet baby Jesus.
Elena was always against me about that. She doesn't want to be with me when I was not wearing a mask anywhere we go. So that's one of the battles I choose. Like, I don't want to fight for...
It's so much energy.
It is. I rather focus energy of something is going to bring me value than something is going to put me down.
Yeah.
So I want to be a happy person. I want to be a good example.
Pick your battles. You should make like a little tiny like sign for your car too. Like maybe little places because you'll need little reminders
too. You know what?
Too.
Let's make a t-shirt or a mask like a merchandise and post it. A link for like some store and people can buy it. Like pick up your battle like a t-shirt.
Pick your battles. Maybe. I wonder if they're out there.
Hashtag your mom is a podcast.
Hashtag your mom picks your battles.
I support my mom and pick my battle.
I like that one.
Botto. Pick your botto.
Well, that's what it sounded like you said at first, but I knew what you were saying.
I have pick your botto, guys.
What are some of your other goals to achieve?
Another goal to achieve? Well, as I say, I want to look sharp. I want to look successful. And I want to bring that to the people that I'm just looking intelligent, smart, and when anytime person see me, just to smile, to bring that energy to me and to bring me some happiness in life.
Do you know that smiles are contagious?
What does that mean, contagious?
That means if someone smiles at you, you will smile back.
So yes.
Look at just someone walks around the corner at the grocery store.
Yeah.
You're going to smile back.
Of course. That's what I want to bring, the good energy. That's why I'm picking up the bottles and bottles. No, as I say bottles, I quit drinking alcohol. Like, I want to be a good example. I don't want to wait to have money and to think I will be that kind of person. No. Change starting from now. I was listening to Michael Jackson. Change start it, the guy in the mirror. Mm-hmm. The man in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Great song.
It's a wonderful song.
That's the...
I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
I'm starting with the man in the mirror. Click some buttons here.
Okay, how about that one?
Okay.
That's my favorite one for you.
Where is your goal? What do you want to do in your vision board?
I want to do a travel vision board, and that one's going to be in my bedroom because I want to be able to look at it and like dream about it, and that's just kind of peaceful, and that's my happy place is traveling. So I would like to put on there... I would like to go to Spain. I would love to... I want to go to Texas and visit my brother. That's easy to do, but...
Nice.
I've never been.
Nice.
So I would like to go visit him. Here in the States, I'd like to get to San Francisco this year. I'd like to get to Seattle this year. These are all places I've talked about for a while. And I would like to go to Portland, Maine.
Would you include me in some of them?
Yeah.
I know we have a travel to Puerto Rico coming and to California.
Yes.
So you already have two travels planned for this year.
Yes.
How many travels you want to do for the year?
12.
Like last year, I think we did 12.
I like to do something once a month.
Perfect.
Just a little weekend getaway. Although one of those will end up being like a full-blown vacation. But
I love it.
Weekend getaways are actually...
That's great.
I have three trips coming up because you're included in one of them. Your birthday's coming up.
Oh my gosh. I have a birthday, guys, on January 12th. And yeah.
I've got a little something planned.
You asked me, can I pick up something for you? Just make sure to take 3 days off. And I did.
Yes.
And we actually have three... I mean, not we, but you have...
I have three trips.
Three trips planning so far. And it's January, what is called?
Three,
because it's Sunday.
And two of them will take place in January. So amazing. But yeah, I'm going to see Jennifer at the end of this month. She actually doesn't know I'm coming either. That's going to be a surprise for her.
Well, if she listens to this podcast, she may be not surprised anymore.
Ooh, well, that'll be interesting to see if she listens to the podcast and lets me know. Hey, Jennifer, I'll be there on the 20th. And then William and myself are going to Puerto Rico. And I think,
awesome.
Yeah, I think that's like, I don't know, February 26th. It's literally the last few days of February.
February 30th.
No, there
which
isn't
doesn't
a February 30th.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then I think we come back like March 4th. I think we're there for 6 days because I figured two of those are travel days. That gives us 4 days to walk and explore and do the beach. And William and I haven't taken a trip together in a year and a half, and that's our thing. Like, we take one trip together every year.
Well, what about? We went in February, we went to Florida together.
I know, but you were there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, no, don't be. That
can
was amazing.
Can I be in Puerto Rico there too?
You can meet us there. Like, let us have 2 days by ourselves, and
okay,
then you can come.
Okay, is that like, should
what
I be jealous?
Why would you be jealous?
I don't know. Why should I give you time and space?
What are you talking about?
Okay, I'm just...
Yeah. Yes, you should let me go. So I think those are
let
the places I want to go.
Let it go.
Yep. I need to get a new passport. That'll be on my travel vision board. Just because my old passport has my previous married name. It's no big deal. But I just want to update it. I want a current passport, a current photo, my real last name. So I just need to go do it. I think I have to go get the paperwork from like the post office, send everything in. I have to send my passport, which that's the reason I never wanted to do it, because I don't know how long it's going to take for my passport to come back.
Especially with this corona situation.
But I mean, I may as well do it now because I don't have any trips to another country planned.
Okay.
What about you? How about travels for you? Is there anything on your vision board that include travel?
Yes. I want to be with my family celebrating Christmas in 2021.
Yeah.
That's my goal, travel, something to do with them.
Is that attainable?
Sure it is. Why not? We can go in Bulgaria or they can come in America, whatever. I want to be with my family because I was with your family this year.
Yeah.
And something to, I don't know, to change.
Yeah, to look forward to.
Yeah, to look forward to.
Your niece will be a year. That's such a fun age.
I'm so excited. And I didn't say that in the last episode. In December, I became an uncle.
Yeah.
I want to see her. I want to hug her. I want to kiss her.
She's so cute. Poop, 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 poop. Tell everybody what that is. Poop, 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 poop.
I don't know how to explain it. Like
every time like I see your niece or something about your mom or something, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so cute, so beautiful. You're like, say poo 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 poo. I'm like, why poo 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 poo?
Well, Glenn explained it to you yesterday, right?
Yeah, it's something about, but he was saying that it's believed that the spit of an old woman.
It's a superstitious thing.
That it's like to say, oh, she's so beautiful, that it's putting negative energy out there or that something bad might happen. So then the spit of an old woman like would protect her. So poo, 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 you're like spitting on...
Of an old woman?
That's what he said.
So
why do you guys do it too? I heard your dad do it today on the phone.
Okay,
poo,
I don't know. It's a superstitious thing we believe and I don't know sometimes why we're doing some stuff, but same as when you, sneeze, you say cheers. Why you say cheers?
I don't say cheers, I say bless you.
Why you say bless you when you sneeze?
Because that's an old... I don't know if it's a superstition as well that I heard. I think there's a couple different myths that when you sneeze, that's a moment when the devil can enter your body or enter your soul in that moment of the sneezing. And so you say bless you so that the evil can't
enter.
Same
thing, superstitious.
Yeah, exactly. And yes. Now it's just habit.
It is. It is a habit. Some things we're doing without even knowing why.
Something else that I do is when we go over railroad tracks, I have to lift my feet up.
Yeah, you do doing that.
I always do.
You don't want to live without a husband.
Yeah, because I heard that if you don't lift your feet, that you'll be an old maid for the rest of your life. You'll never find your soulmate. So I try to always lift my feet, and I get so mad when I realize I didn't lift my feet. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's go back and do it again.
And when I see that trails coming, I don't even tell you because I feel like I will let it go and see your reaction. And sometimes you're like saying that. Oh,
so funny. My daughter, she lifts her feet too.
Yes.
What's a wish for you this year? Do you have wishes this year or goals or what? Oh, okay.
Ba-ba-bum. I just wanted to try this. A goal. I do have a goal to educate myself. Like what I believe, it's whatever you hold and you have material stuff, it doesn't belong to you. The only thing it belongs to you, it's what you believe, what you think, what you have in your mind. So I want to have a knowledge and I want to educate myself this year. I want to go to school to get some English lessons. I want to go to get some classes for some education. I didn't decide what yet, but mm-hmm. I'm learning video editing. I'm learning audio editing since this podcast is kind of hobby. You like doing it. It may be turned to your job.
Yeah.
So if I continue liking doing it, I may do it like a job and learn more stuff and educate myself. So
and then we can release a podcast every single day.
Yes, I'm excited about that.
We have like a radio show.
I love that. I love that. My dad doesn't know what we talk about and he's like, how is your show? How it goes? Like,
oh,
what did you talk about? And how many people we have listeners? I was like, dad, it's okay. Like,
can he listen?
He can listen, but he may not know English. He doesn't know English. So
at all?
At all.
Mm.
Yeah.
But he could hear.
I mean,
like,
do you know Bulgarian?
I mean, I think I probably know three words.
Tell me.
Da.
Okay, da, it means yes.
Koprajže.
Koprajže, it means what's up.
Melissa.
Melissa?
Show Melissa. I don't know. You guys always say, when you answer the phone, show Melissa. That's all I ever hear.
Show Melissa?
Show Melissa? Is that what you say?
No, I don't know.
You say something with Melissa.
Molese?
No, you say Melissa. So Melissa, I don't know.
That's fun. I don't know. I'm gonna tell you next time
you say it.
Show Melissa.
You do. You say it all the time. Gosh, what else?
Okay.
Sien.
Is that still Bulgarian?
Isn't that a color?
Sin. Blue.
Oh, okay. Sin.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably it. I think I lost. You taught me all the colors on our road trip, but I don't remember. Koprajže.
So since we talk about goals achieving this year, 2021, where is the thing, like I say, pick your battles. That's a sentence I will listen every day or think about
phrase.
Every day. A phrase I will put for my 2021. What is going to be your 2021?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. A phrase? I don't know. I'm still kind of working on everything.
What was the phrase for 2020?
I didn't have a phrase. My phrase has changed. I don't know. I know that this year I want to really stay connected to myself as far as like listening to myself and going with my intuition and honoring myself. I just want to be very in tune with, I want, you know, my happiness. And so I don't know, I don't know about my phrase yet, but when I come up with my phrase, I'll post it on Instagram.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, I'm still working on that.
We guys have Twitter. So any phrase we like, we're going to post it in Twitter. So we're going to share that link to our Instagram page. So if you don't follow us on Instagram, please go to Your Mom is a Podcast, check us there, follow us. And you're going to know more about us in our everyday routine, what we're doing, and what's new pops up there.
Yeah.
So I like doing meditation, or I may don't like, but I want to do more meditation.
Like
I want to do more yoga. I love Headspace.
Headspace is great. I just saw that they've got, we have to watch that. Headspace is on Netflix right now. I don't know what that means.
Well, it may be some kind of audio record or some kind of video projections there about how
something
to meditate.
Something peaceful. Yeah, let's watch that.
Yes.
You want to implement that like every day or just be more mindful of it or just be more mindful, period.
I want to have control over my thoughts, my mind, my brain and my memory. I want to be sharp, mm-hmm. like learn more words.
I was always impressed when I watch you read, especially on the Kindle, because it will take you 10 minutes to read a page, but it's because you are like looking words up and understanding. And I think you have pretty good English. You'll highlight a word and then you'll look at the definition. And then if you like it, you'll put it in your phone and you spend so much time on words. So
I do have, well, that's the thing. And that's the weapon in this new century. It's how you speak and the word and everything you say. Like Winston Churchill, Martin Luther King, like Hitler, like everybody who has a great speech.
Okay.
He actually can save the crowd. Not save the crowd, but actually the crowd can hear him and he's going to have listeners. And one of the things we have a podcast is because I want to learn how to do that. I'm not great and nobody's great, but that's the thing.
And you have a voice and you want to be heard.
Yeah. Is that a thing?
That's a thing.
Okay.
That's a thing.
We have to appreciate some things. Some people doesn't have a voice.
That's true. Would you rather never be able to speak ever? You can't speak at all. Or not be able to see?
I rather not be able to see.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Because you're not seeing only with eyes.
I'd rather not be able to speak.
Why?
Because I know sign language.
Okay.
You can learn a different language.
Okay. Well,
you can still communicate.
Well, but nobody can listen to you.
Sure they can. I can express myself with my hands.
Yes, but nobody can listen to you in the podcast. You have to be in a video.
Right. I don't think I could live without my sight. Obviously, I could live without my sight. Yes, I could. I wouldn't want to live without my sight because I'm always so mesmerized by, especially when I travel.
Okay.
Just seeing things and, you know, the memories that are imprinted in your brain.
That's the thing. We have them both. We have all the senses. I mean, I don't have the senses of tasting and smelling. And I'm definitely appreciating the rest of the senses I have in me.
You like, do. Maybe they're just not what you would like them to be.
They weren't the ones that I used to have 2011 or before. But right now, I build the new senses. Same as you, if you became what is called blind.
Mm-hmm.
After 10 years or so, you may develop other skills that it may make you see stuff. But mm-hmm. that doesn't mean, or feel them, or recognize things. But that doesn't mean you see them the way you used to.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing with my smell and my taste.
Yeah.
I just...
So you said, I want to go back to the traveling. So you want to see your parents. That's a big thing for this year.
Yeah.
Anything that's here in the States, like, are there any places that you would like to put on the list this year?
That's the thing. Even if I go next city in the state, I'm excited to go and visit it.
But there's not one that's like at the top of your list.
I have, I may want to go see the Niagara Falls.
Yeah. We'll have to go when the weather's nice so we can hike around and walk and stuff.
Well, yes, but since Alaska, I realized the weather is not mm-hmm. an important thing. That's not my battle. I will still go and see the things even if the weather
is
bad.
So glad you learned that.
Yes, you taught me so many stuff. I'm so grateful to have you.
Thank you.
So even if I fight with you every day,
every day. So annoying, guys. We've been fighting so much; it's ridiculous.
Yes, I'm.
He's a Cancer, you're not a Cancer. You're a Capricorn.
Yes,
and
I'm a Capricorn.
A Libra.
Yes.
I don't know how compatible we are, but we sure can fight.
I want to organize my time. I just check my notes. I just want to be more organized with my time. I want to wake up early. I want to work out. I want to stay lean. I want to eat, have better eating habits. Staying fresh and simple and, I don't know, mindful.
Yeah, I like mindful. Mindful. Mindful might be like my key phrase of the year because I think mindful sums up so many things. You can be mindful with everything. with money, your health, mindful of your, you know, inner emotions. I want to be mindful with this kind of all goes being a better friend, being a good person. I want to be a better friend. And what I mean by that is
awesome.
Sometimes I'll go a while without reaching out to someone. So I want to just thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you, everyone. I would like to accept this award on behalf of all of my friends who nominated me for Best Friend of the Year.
Okay. nice.
I want to be a better friend. There's a lot of friends that, you know, I text every once in a while and I'm like, oh my God, I miss you so much. When are we going to hang out? Let's hang out next week. And then we both drop the ball. Like, I want to, you know, make sure that I make that connection happen. I want to give back. I don't know how exactly. I want to find something, or even not just one thing, several different things. I want to donate blood this year. I've done that before, but you can do it like every 3 months. I want to make sure that I do that several times this year. I want to help that man that lives, you know, on my block. I don't know why.
Yes.
But there's something about him that speaks to me.
Fernando? No.
Oh, I thought.
How was his name?
That might have been it.
No.
Ferdinando?
Fernando, something like that. Yeah, I spoke with him today. Such a nice guy.
He's nice
a homeless.
Guy.
He told me the story. We may make an episode just with homeless or just talking about his story and how
stories,
he helped him.
Or just stories. Help people get to where they are.
Yes. Yes.
But anyways, I want to give back in some fashion. Things like that, I think, will make me a more rounded person and make me appreciate.
That's great. I wanna become a better friend too, and I wanna make a list of the people I wanna keep close connection with, and to make sure I call them on certain day, or just make sure I call them once a month, just because mm-hmm. I wanna see they're fine and they're good, and I care about them, and anything I can help them with, I would love to do it. I lost that connection with people. I left them because I came to the States, but that doesn't mean I don't care about them.
Right.
It's just because I'm in the different path. That doesn't mean I don't want to be still friend with them, or if I experience that I'm such a bad friend or something, I'm sorry, guys. Apologize, and I will come back stronger and help you as much as I can.
Yeah.
Like, even if you don't need help, just to... have a nice person next to you. I want to be that guy. I want to be the person you want to guys call.
Yeah, a good friend.
A good friend.
Yeah, I like that. What else do you want to say?
You know what I want to say? I want to do? Mm. I want all my passwords for everywhere I have, and like websites, like the platforms, like some applications,
mm-hmm.
I want our bank accounts and stuff. I want to save them in a space, in a place. I want to make sure I have them in me, because I'm not so creative on passwords, and I wanna.
I can rectify that for you today, and you can accomplish that goal. I'll show you what I use. I've been using it for years. It's an app called Keeper.
Keeper.
I pay for it. I think it's $20 a year.
Okay.
I'll show it to you, and you can create folders. First of all, it's like a high password protected program, and in there you can create folders. So I have a folder for every single website I've used. So I can click on my folder. Let's just say eBay, for instance. It's all organized alphabetically. So I can click on eBay, and then it'll say my username, my password. And then if there's any other notes, like if I used my best friend's name as the secret question, or something like that, I put in all of my bank information. My credit cards are in there. You can also access it online. So like if you lose your phone, you could access it online and find all of your information. It's amazing. I love it.
That's great for information. Thank you for sharing it with me. Keeper. I would definitely take a look at it. I just want to put it in the paper and have it in safe somewhere, just because I don't want to have it in the online, in the web.
Well, then. Then yes. Work on a document and print it out and go put it in your safety deposit box.
Maybe I'll do that. Yes.
Or write it. You don't even have to type it. You could just, you know, spend some time handwriting it.
Because that's the thing. Since every day I make an account somewhere else, and I use the same password, or maybe not the same password, but I use the strong password. It's recommended to me because I don't want to
keep track of that.
And I cannot keep track on that. And I believe if I lose my phone or do something, or lose the iCloud account or Apple account, I may lose... A lot.
Should we call one more person?
You have to change the Bluetooth to you.
Yeah, if you'll take your Bluetooth off.
Yes, let me take my Bluetooth off.
Then I will connect to Bluetooth. I would like to hear what Matthew has to say about his goals for the year.
Okay, does he want to be in the podcast?
I don't know. I think that he might answer, though.
Try to pair.
All right. Let's see. Let's try again.
I believe you have to forget this device and make sure you pair again.
Yeah, I think I did. I'm in that. Or you could just call him because you have the number too, and then I could talk. That might be easier.
I canceled already. Like, I unpair.
Okay. Let's see here.
And since I'm calling, I don't know if he's going to pick up the phone.
Oh, good point.
Well,
I kind of want to see what other people's goals and...
Get inspired?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes that might trigger something that maybe I forgot. I think, do you need to press the Bluetooth there?
Yes, isn't it showing
there
on
we
your
go.
Device?
Rodecaster Pro.
Love it. Recommending, definitely.
Okay, connected. All right, so we're going to try done. Calling. Because believe it or not, I think Matthew has like a nice little, he's in touch, a little spiritual side.
I don't know that much about him. Like, I know him, but not as a friend. Nice.
Let's see what he has to say.
Can you hear the dialing?
Yeah, sounds good on my end.
Hello?
Hey, what are you doing?
Watching Star Wars at Rebecca's.
Oh, cute. You're on our podcast.
Welcome.
Matthew.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we got a new Rodecaster Pro. It's fantastic. We can make phone calls. Just a quick question for you.
Okay.
So we're talking about basically vision boards. We're going to create vision boards. We got a bunch of crafts and stuff and what we want to achieve for the year and our goals and visions. And we just talked about it. I just wanted to ask you what some of your, do you have any visions or goals for this upcoming year that you'd like to achieve personally? We want to kind of hear other people's inspirations.
Well, I mean, you kind of put me on the spot here.
Yeah.
Say something you don't want to do in 2020 then.
What?
That I don't. Not, something that like, I'd like to stop doing.
Maybe, yeah, to quit doing. To become a better person or?
Yeah, I mean, maybe complaining.
Complaining, I love that for you.
Yeah, I guess.
You know how it's called? Pick up the battles. You fight.
Pick your battles.
Pick your battle. No, exactly. Yeah, pick your battle.
I taught Mihal that yesterday because he was pitching a fit with this ticket lady because we had, we parked in a garage. You can get your parking validated, but only for 2 hours. Well, we didn't realize that. So we went over the 2 hours and so it wanted to charge us $4. And we were so pissed because we had went to two different stores in this parking garage. And this lady and Mihal got into a nice, cute little verbal argument. And I kept telling him, I'm like, it's $4. Like, let's not let it ruin our day. Just pick your battles. This isn't worth it. Just pay the $4. It isn't the end of the world. So he loved that.
Yes,
pick your battles.
And wear the masks. It's not worth it not wearing it.
He said he's going to wear the mask this year, Matt.
Well, yeah, that's what we've been telling him all of 2020 is that it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. It's so much easier to just put it on. So, yeah. All right, so you're going to stop complaining less.
Yeah, that'll be that's my answer.
Is there any big thing that you want to do this year? Any big travels or anything?
Oh, yeah, that'd be another, I mean, I don't really know if you'd call that a resolution, but something that I'd like to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like people's resolutions are something, you know, you're changing about yourself.
I don't ever say resolutions. I always say, like, intentions or my vision. I don't like the resolution thing.
Okay. Well, yeah, that would be another thing. Just seeing more of, you know, the nature in the country.
Yeah. Seeing it with your eyes. Question. One last question. I'll let you go. Would you rather never be able to speak ever or not be able to see?
That's really hard.
Yeah.
I would slightly lean towards not being able to speak, just because vision is just one of those things that, like, you just can't imagine life without, you know, after seeing color.
Yeah. The world, the earth, animals. People. Yeah. Me and Miha, I said the same thing. I said, I don't think that I could, I wouldn't want. Go ahead.
That's the thing that would affect your day to day the most, you know, out of like hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, like all of your senses, like that would affect you the most.
Yeah.
Well, we don't wish that to anybody, and we're so grateful that we have all these things, and these little things made a day beautiful. That's why we talk about just to be thankful this year.
I love it. Are you wondering who that is?
It sounds like Mihail, but I'm not sure.
Thanks for playing with us, Matt.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm going to have you lots more often.
I can tell.
All right. Have a good day. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
That was fun.
Say your mom I say hi.
Oh, tell your mom I said hi. Darn it. I should have told him. Yay.
I love this photo.
This was a fun episode. Hopefully this podcast inspired everybody to set your intention for the year. It doesn't have to be a resolution. Just an intention, something good that you want to achieve and be more mindful about. And I wish everybody the best luck doing that.
Yes, guys. Be thankful and enjoy your new year, 2021.
Tell your mom I said hi.
Bye-bye.
Bye.